It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All righty, welcome back to KSL's Unrivaled. This is Scott Mitchell, and he's Alex Carey, and that's the song we all love to hate. No, really, it's the most annoying thing in the world, and they do it like
so good.
in the warm-ups as they go behind your bench and they sit and play that over and over and over, and they think it's just the most intimidating thing in the world.
And it's true.
And it actually is true. But actually, if it was me, I would be so mad, and so it would fire me up so much. I would just be
the USC fight song. It's a classic. I think Notre Dame is probably Michigan's got an amazing fight song. Texas has a good one.
You know what's amazing, Alex?
What?
What's amazing is we're into the evening on Friday night.
Yeah. We still haven't.
And we haven't got the nasty text message or email.
Hi, Scott. It's me. it's me. The University of Southern California. I regret to inform you that we have too many COVID positive cases.
Just don't look at your phone, Alex.
I won't. You know what?
Just for an hour. Let's have a show.
Do it.
Just a peaceful show.
Don't look at your phone. Some blissful ignorance. Yes. You know what? We should change the name of the show. Blissful Ignorance with Scott Mitchell and Alex Carey. And just every night, it's just like totally ignoring all the bad things that are going on around us. But it's also just ignoring facts, just going straight on with whatever reality we want to live in, and that's where we're at tonight. All right, so it's the weekend, which means we're going to do something fun, and Scott and I participate in a little game show action here on the weekends. Ooh, there's still some fight song music in the background. So here's what we're going to do.
Get rid of that.
What are the odds? You'll know exactly, more or less, what's going to happen, probably. What are the odds?
All right, so if you're playing at home, all you have to do is just shout out the answer, and you too can be a winner. So here's what we have. We will give you a scenario. Scott will give you one. I'll give you one. We give each other a scenario, whatever. We have not planned this out beforehand. We have some scenarios that we want to roll out for one another. And you have to give us we have to give each other the percent chance that thing will or will not happen. So like I said, you can play at home. So Scott, let's start it out here. The weekend. What are the odds? Do you want me to start? Do you want to start? Or do you want me to start? Or you to start? Or me to start?
You're right there. Go ahead. Start.
All right. Scott, since we discussed a little bit of it last hour, and it's just another thing that we're excited about for this weekend of sports. What are the odds Taysom Hill throws for over 250 yards?
That's in the whole game. That's a tough one because Taysom Hill's going to run the ball a lot.
Oh.
And he is. He's going to run just because he's – you know, that's just what you do when you're young and new and you don't totally know what you're doing. I'm actually going to say I think he'll do well. I think he'll make plays, but I think he'll make a decent number of plays running the football. I'm going to put it at, you know where I'm going to put this? I'm going to put this at a 42% Ronnie Lott.
Ronnie Lott, USC guy.
USC.
There you go.
There might be a theme here.
I'll stay in the USC numbers vein.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with, I think it's a lower percent chance. I don't think that, it's not because I don't think he's capable. I just don't know what the game plan is going to be. I think they're going to lean heavily on.
I think they're going to run the ball.
I think it's going to be maybe him, or definitely Alvin Kamara. I think they're going to lean a lot on Alvin Kamara and some of the shorter throws. I don't think they're going to open it up too much on big throws. Or
Sean Payton is not going to run the football by design.
You think, okay. Well, I'm saying this is, I think 250 yards is very generous for a first-time start.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm looking at what Tua's been doing, right? He's like, man, he was He's 13 for 19 and 137 yards and a touchdown. And you're like, wow, that's
fun. He's on his way to the Hall of Fame.
That being said, Tua has thrown way more touchdowns than Taysom Hill has because Taysom Hill still has not thrown a career touchdown. So
yeah, wait till he'll go bananas.
I'm going to go with a Marcus Allen 32% chance that he throws for.
Well, that's 10% less than me.
Yeah.
Well, not that much.
You're so much more optimistic.
You sounded like way.
All right, like... Scott. What are the odds? Oh no! Did you throw that one at me, or did I throw that one?
You threw that one at me.
Okay, so you throw this one at me then.
Okay, what are the odds that BYU is in the top 10 when the first playoff rankings are released this next Tuesday?
In the top 10, that's tough.
In the playoffs,
in the college football playoff.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is there a lot of chances of guys in the – are the top 10 playing – are they eating their own this week? Are they – they're not really playing against each other this week, I don't think.
You've got Indiana's playing Ohio State.
Right. Yeah, and I don't think that even they will drop enough.
No, I'm talking about Indiana.
Indiana would be all the way out. Ohio State wins – I mean, if Ohio State loses, you'll see Ohio State – kick BYU out of the top 10.
No, I'm saying
Indiana will get in.
Right, the teams BYU's got to be worried about right now are the Indianas, the Wisconsins,
right. sure.
Texas A&M's, and Cincinnati.
Boy, you say all those, and I just think that there is a conspiracy against teams like BYU. You know what I mean? Okay, I think there are conspiracies against teams like BYU to be. I mean, it's the same reason that UCF never even got close, right? They were always always left out of everything. So I'm going to go with I'm going to go with a Mark Sanchez 6% chance of
BYU being in there. You're so bad.
I'm going with the USC
number
again.
You're the BYU guy.
I know, but again, part of that means that I have to have a low self-esteem when it comes to – I have to already start playing the victim card, Scott. If I want this to work, I got to play the victim card already.
I'm going
to
do much higher than that.
Okay. Wow, right? I like it.
I'm going to do Matt Leinart 7%.
Okay. at least you didn't do a Keyshawn Johnson 1%, right? The night is young.
That would be bad.
What are the odds that Utah plays more than one quarterback? What are the odds they play more than one quarterback?
When? During the season? Or
this weekend. You know, they're just beating USC by so much that they got to put a guy in the third quarter. They want to give him reps. Not that necessarily, but of course that they might be struggling enough that they try another guy.
So what was Keyshawn's number?
It was low. It was one.
It was one.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
You'll go 1% chance?
I think whoever starts is going to play.
Is going to be the guy.
Yeah.
So is it Jake Bentley or is it Cam Rising? That was my little
are you trying to find out who it is?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Cam Rising.
Okay. Based on nothing.
Well, I'm going to stake my whole reputation on it based on nothing, but yeah.
That's good. I don't know. I think that they're going to – I bet the same thing. So playing more than one quarterback, I'm going to go with – oof. Oh, who even played at USC? What was Reggie Bush? Too high. He's at 21, wasn't he?
Yeah, 21's not bad.
21. Yeah, I'll go with a 21%. Yeah, Reggie Bush, 21%. Here we go. Oh, you got to give me this next one. It's a BYU one.
Okay. The next one is what are the odds that BYU and Cincinnati schedule a game on December 5th? Both of those teams, of course, have that date open right now.
I mean, if they're smart, it should be zero. You know what I mean? I just don't think that they should ever have to be – there's just no point in trying to look for that game. It doesn't benefit you at all. Play Cincinnati. I'm not saying because I don't think Cincinnati's not a good team. What I'm saying is if you lose to Cincinnati, Cincinnati's not going to end up in the college football playoff because they beat BYU, and BYU's not going to end up in the college football playoff because they beat Cincinnati either. So I just don't think that it's just – to me, it's not interesting of a matchup, and I certainly hope they don't do it. Oh, let me see here. I don't know. I don't even know any low numbers now that played for USC. Oh, no, Reggie Bush was 5, dude.
Yeah, he was –
I'm going to go with Reggie Bush. When he was in the pros, he was 21. Oh, no, I'm thinking of who was the guy? It was Lightning and Thunder. What were they? It was Lendale White. Remember Lendale White?
Yes.
Anyway, I'm going to go with a Reggie Bush 5%. Reggie Bush 5% chance.
Okay.
That they – please don't. I wish I could go with an even lower number, but I just don't know any other numbers besides that. So that's my low, low, low guess.
I'm going to have to step outside the
the USC family. Yeah. Okay,
and shoot. I'm going to go with the Jim Otto 0%.
Oh, it's a zero. Okay,
this game is not happening.
And they shouldn't. It shouldn't happen. I don't think they should either.
Yeah, this is just not happening.
All right. Man, we're plumb out of time. So,
oh, wow.
So that was your weekend of What Are the Odds, and we hope that you enjoyed it. And let's take the break here. We'll come back. We've got more to go on the program. And when we return, let me see here. Oh, we've got an NFL roundup right around the corner.
The old NFL roundup.
Yeah, so stay right here with us. More to go. It's a weekend edition of KSL's Unraveled. Scott Mitchell, Alex Keery. We'll be right back.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.